Good afternoon, we'd like to get started. If anyone has a cell phone on, we'd appreciate it if you turned it off. Back doors to remain open and with nobody blocking the entry at all times. Matters, the hearing is being audiotaped and videotaped. If anyone is here for the application of the transfer of the alcohol license of A.W. Chen at 907 Main Street, that's been continued to July 31st.
So has application number 19063, the Four Point Investments for parking spaces at 80 Fawcett Street.
Yes.
Number
7.
And then number 42 on the agenda, one day license number 49041 was withdrawn. The event was canceled.
Which one was that? I'm sorry.
Number 42. And number 20 listed on the agenda will be heard first.
We should. The License Commission hearing, Wednesday, June 26, 2019. It's 3:32 p.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, conference room. For you, the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moratti Ferrer and Commissioner Branville Bard. Application number 20, Third Street Associates Incorporated, doing business as Russell House Tavern, has applied to increase the number of seats on their private patio to 26. They're currently licensed for 18.
Please come up. Yep.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission.
Could you state and spell your last name for the record?
It's Patrick Conte, P-A-T-R-I-C-K-C-O-N-T-E.
And okay, you're here on behalf of Russell House Tavern, correct?
Correct.
And just to confirm, this is a patio on private property?
Correct.
And this is also, you're just changing the layout of the tables?
Exactly, to increase the capacity, but there's no expansion of the footprint.
Okay. Nothing else is changing?
Nothing.
Okay. Do you have any questions? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? I'll vote to grant.
Grant.
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Back to the beginning of the agenda. R&B Cafe Corporation, doing business at Sarah's Market, 200 Concord Ave, has applied for a change of license category to all alcoholic beverages.
Good afternoon. Could you please state your names and spell your last names for the record?
Sure. Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. For the record, Attorney Sean Hope, S-E-A-N-H-O-P-E. And we have owner and manager.
Good afternoon, Raj Patel, R-A-J-P-A-T-E-L.
Thank you. Mr. Hope, before we finish, if you can fill out a notice of appearance form and give it to Ms. Hope, that would be great. Thank you. You may go ahead.
Yes, as the chair stated, this is an application to upgrade the existing beer and wine to an all-alcohol package store license. Just by way of background, this is an existing grocery store. This has been in the neighborhood on Concord Ave in the Huron Village neighborhood. They have been in existence for 16 years. Providing groceries. Over the years, they've expanded to a cafe, and for the last approximately 5 years, they've had a beer and wine license. Most of the customers are pedestrian foot traffic. There's not really a grocery store in a walkable distance. Over the years, as neighbors and patrons have come in and asked for beer and wine, they've also often asked for distilled spirits. And he obviously hadn't been able to provide that. So when the opportunity came up over the years, he had been inquiring about if there was a package store license available, which there wasn't. Subsequently, when there became one available, we had been applied. In preparation for the hearing, we had a petition go out. I believe there's a copy of the petition in the file. We had numerous patrons come in and sign the petition. I think you can look at from the addresses. These are people who live in and around the area who come into the market. So we see this as an expansion of continuing to serve the customers and the neighbors who have asked for it. We believe there is a need primarily for the distilled spirits. As listed in the application, there is not a change to the premises. There is a section of the store, and you can tell how big it is. But the idea would be to remove some of the beer and wine and add some of the distilled spirits to that.
Probably like a section of wine, some shelving of the area would be just spirits.
Like when you go into the left there?
So as you walk in, the back side is the cafe.
Right.
As you walk in, we have one row of one aisle of wine, mm-hmm. and adjacent to that is the cooler of beers.
Right.
So, and then on the wall over there, we have a rack that we made for wines. We'll probably remove that and just put some shelving for spirits.
Okay. And the petition, counselor, that's the one you uploaded to the viewpoint?
Yes.
How many names?
Approximately.
What, three pages?
20 probably pages.
Yeah, probably yeah. 60 names or so. They were all filled.
And Mr. Patel, you're the manager of record, and you continue to be correct.
Correct. Yes.
Anything else, counsel?
No.
You have had no disciplinary issues, is that correct?
No issues, correct.
And you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with the rules and regulations with regards to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you currently have your TIPS or 21 proof certification?
I do, yes.
Thank you. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant.
I concur.
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have to come down. I asked for them.
You want all of these together?
Yes, please.
Following applications, BMR 500 Kendall Street for a new flammable license, BMR 21 Erie, BMR 270 Albany, BMR Broadway, BMR 325 Vassar. So, all of them.
Mm-hmm. And good afternoon. Can you please state and spell your last names for the record?
Augustine Leddy, L-E-D-D-Y.
I'm sorry, did you say Augustine?
Augustine.
Okay. Thank you.
David Vittori, V-I-T-T-O-R-I.
Thank you.
Paul Kozlowski, K-O-S-L-O-W-S-K-I.
Thank you. And just to confirm, all of these, with the exception of, I had flagged it here for myself, all of these are for flammables for your tenants, is that correct?
For the property, yeah. Well,
for the tenants within the property?
The tenants and the property. So
okay.
I think it's on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, so let's start with the one at 500 Kendall.
Yeah. So that's
what's the diesel for?
It's an underground storage tank, 4,900 gallons for the generator there.
And is this an office?
Yeah, it's office
building. And then 21 Erie Street?
This is for the license for the current tenant in place who does have a flammables permit.
Okay. And the one at 270 Albany Street?
That's the same. It's a flammables license for a tenant that has a permit.
Yep. And then 210 Broadway, you have 70 parking spaces for fee?
Correct.
And then the rest of the flammables?
Is for a tenant.
And 325 Bazaar?
That's the same, yeah, as for the license for the four tenants with permits.
Okay. Any questions? Anyone in favor of these petitions? Anyone in opposition to these petitions? Okay, I would vote to grant all of them. I would change the consumption to not for direct consumption, since these are all tenant flammables. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Application West Cambridge Science Park, 39 Spinelli Place, 4244 Spinelli, 45 Spinelli, 767 Concord, 763 Concord, for a new open-air parking lot license for 141 parking spaces.
Good afternoon, members of the commission. My name is Joseph Sultan, S-U-L-T-A-N. I own the property in question.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry. I was still writing, can I get your name again?
I jumped the gun. Sultan, S-U-L-T-A-N. Joseph.
Joseph. Thank you.
And my name is David Last, L-A-S-T, and I'm the property manager.
Thank you. And I know that there was some back and forth yesterday in terms of the number of spaces, but we have confirmed that this is for 141 spaces, correct?
That is correct.
Perfect. And these are all for the residents, the tenants?
The tenants.
All right. Any questions? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Granted. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you, too.
Observatory Hill Development, 253 Walden, for a new garage and or flammables license for 27 parking spaces, 270 gallons of gasoline.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. For the record, Attorney Sean Hope, Hope Legal Offices, S-A-N-H-O-P-E.
My name is Eric Hoagland. I'm the developer. I live in Cambridge at 195 Lexington Ave, Cambridge, Mass.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So this is an application for a fuel storage license. This is a development that had 27 units in underground parking. They have currently were issued a TCO, and as a requirement to get a full CO, we need this storage license. I believe that the application had been approved by the fire department, and we also need to have it approved by this department. Presently now, the way the regulations work, four or more cars need a garage license. So there, although there's 27 spaces, only three are being used because at the fourth it would trigger this license. So we are staying in compliance. The developer has maintained that it only have three cars in that to make sure we stay in compliance. But we would like to go ahead and be able to fully utilize the parking garage, and we need approval from this board to do that.
And no other flammables than those in the tanks of vehicles?
No. There's only one car is electric, so I don't know how that works.
Yeah, fine. Okay. I do note that we got a couple of emails in support of this application, and you're being commended for your willingness to compromise.
Okay.
That's an FYI.
Yeah.
So that you know.
Yeah, thank you.
You're not always bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any questions?
I don't.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? I will vote to grant.
Concur.
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Application La Fabrica Central LLC, 450 Mass Ave, has applied for a transfer of stock, change of LLC managers, change of ownership interests, and change of manager.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner.
I've been texting with the principal. He's 2 minutes away. We can begin.
And he is right on time.
See?
Good afternoon. Could you please state your name to spell your last name for the record?
Attorney Bill Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, for the applicant, La Fabrica, LLC.
Thank you. And Mr. Kelly, when you have a chance, the notice of appearance would be great. Thank you.
Action. Dennis Spenson.
Okay.
Dennis Spenson on behalf of La Fabrica.
Thank you.
So,
go ahead.
If I may, you have before you two applications regarding this. The first, the most simple of the two, is change of license manager, in which Mikhail Druskin has filed the application to be approved by you as the license manager for La Fabrica. He has his experience identified in the application paperwork. He has been working at this location in a position of head of security for a number of years, and he is knowledgeable as to the rules and regulations of the Cambridge License Commission and the alcohol laws. And I believe he has submitted in the application package his most recent server training certification. It may have just been as fresh as within the last 2 days. The second application, I'm informed that he's parking the car.
We'll wait for him for his portion.
Understood. The second application is, while there's a lot of paper there, actually a simple to describe. Basically, an individual, Dennis Benson, who's already been vetted, approved by this commission and the ABCC to have an ownership interest in a controlling position in the current license holder, is buying out all the other individuals, so he would become the sole individual and the sole manager of La Fabrica LLC. So I think you have a complete package of all the paperwork and information and disclosures that you require.
I think I'm only looking because I know that we had a list of things that we had requested.
Yes.
I see I can't find the DUA. I could very well just, as you were speaking, I was flipping through the documents that came in just now. So.
I could give you a paper copy of.
Perfect.
I emailed it, and I also have it to you.
Okay. I see the DOR, but okay. I don't see the DUA.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure we have a copy of
understood.
It.
Understood.
Let me see. Yeah, DOR. I have the acquisition. I have the affidavit. Thank you. I very well could be here, but I'm flipping quickly.
I have an electronic version as well.
Oh.
Joining us is Mr. Gluskin.
Here it is.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
And Mr. Benzen, are you changing anything in terms of the business operation, or is it just staying the same? You're just buying out.
It's all staying the same, yes.
Mr. Durskin.
Hi.
Welcome. And to confirm, your last name is D-R-U, right? Not
D-R-U-S-K.
Okay, thank you. And I know that you have been working at this location. You worked there when it was Moxa, and then you worked now as well. I know that you have some other experience. Have you ever been the manager on a liquor license before, though?
No.
Okay.
I've been a manager at a licensed premises, but not the actual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you up to date with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to sale and service of alcohol?
Yes, I am.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes, I do.
And I know that we addressed this at the last hearing, but I'd feel uncomfortable not saying it. I know that we've already stated our decision that our statement of reasons has not gone out yet. But I do want to stress the fact that I understand the type of business that you're running, and I can appreciate it. I can appreciate the things that come and the position that security has to be in at some times, but I want to stress the fact that there should always be the least amount of physical contact between an employee and a patron when ejecting from the premises, and there should never be a chokehold or a headlock if you can. I mean, I know that sometimes there's a situation where you have to protect yourself, but no one should be removed in that manner. I just want to say that for the record. I just felt like I needed to. But with that said, do you have any questions?
I don't.
Do you have anything else?
Only information in response to any questions you might have. I have nothing further to offer.
All right. With that said, I think the application is now complete. I would vote to grant.
I concur.
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I haven't seen you. I'm sorry about the loss of your dad. I heard your father passed away. So.
Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Administrative,
I concur. We can do this.
License Commission has received notice that DDA Kendall LLC doing business as Dumpling Daughter, that they will no longer be selling wine and malt.
Did you speak with her at all?
I did not.
All right. Board acknowledges alcohol license canceled and license to be reissued as common victualler only.
Yeah, I believe she came in when I was... Ahmad Al-Khatata doing business as ice cream. Oh, I try. Has applied for a hawker peddler license to sell ice cream throughout the city.
This is for an annual license. Granted, and Ms. Lind, the only thing that I would ask on this is that there be a follow-up, because they answered that they had no employees, and yet they submitted two people as operating the truck. Let's just confirm that if they are employees, to get the workers' comp, please.
Yes. License Commission has received notice that Hampshire Market and University Market is requesting to have Kino to go. Only University Market is licensed by the commission.
Yeah, they're a package store mall online, acknowledged as to University Market only.
Tracy Perron, on behalf of Kemco Realty, has submitted a waiver of hearing for violations of the noise ordinance.
So this is basically the complaint that we got about the use of blowers at Micro Center. Right. So they weren't permitted, they were using it during the regular hours, so they were only cited for operating without a permit. So I would vote to find a violation and issue a $300 fine.
I concur.
Jason Crowdle, on behalf of J.A. Crowdle Corp., has submitted a waiver of hearing for violations of the noise ordinance.
So they are licensed with us. The owner actually filed the waiver, but he also filed a letter basically saying that every spring season they do orientations, they give them the law, they give them a copy of the regulations, that they weren't aware of this. When they received the video, they retrained all their employees. They had them reassign the rules and regulations, and they actually fired the foreman. So on this particular case, I would also find a violation. I would do a $300 fine, but I would hold it in abeyance through the end of the year.
I agree. Okay.
George Sarkis, owner of Sabal Market, has notified the License Commission that due to a fire at a budding property, they're closed until fire and water damages are resolved.
Acknowledged.
Pranvera Jakuj, doing business as Mediterranean Home Cooking, has applied for a hawker peddler license.
So we actually, I'm going to deny this and I'll tell you why, or that's going to be my vote. We received a letter from CDD. This truck is one of the trucks that CDD had chosen to participate in their program. They ended up operating without a license. They hadn't complied with the CDD conditions. They hadn't paid for the traffic and parking. So I would deny at this time, and I would only revisit after they comply with the CDD conditions on the letter.
Don't they have outstanding fees, the traffic and
parking? They do.
Okay.
They do.
Yeah, I concur.
Yeah, that was part of the stuff on the letter, so that's why I said may reconsider once all conditions on the letter met.
statement of reasons for matters heard on May 22nd, General Landscape Corp.
Approved.
So there's been correction to 21 because it was originally posted as the alteration of premise, but it should have been posted as the continuation of the Windmill package store license.
Yeah. So this is basically, I had, after the hearing, sort of in my head, I remembered how they had answered a question for zoning under alteration of premises in terms of how much they were going to sell in the quote-unquote takeout portion. So I had a list of questions surrounding that. Specifically, I thought the Section 12, Section 15 advisory of the ABCC would be triggered with this. And I just wanted to sort of look at everything again and confirm that even if it was triggered, that it would comply, and it does. So I'm just going to acknowledge the responses that we got from the attorney. And there's nothing else that I want to raise in terms of my vote on this. I know that I was the one that asked Ms. Glenn to put it back, so I don't know if you have anything to say on that. But that's the reason why I had asked her to put it back.
I don't. Didn't you ask them to clarify by a signage on that one?
Yeah, and they submitted a whole bunch of stuff. Elizabeth sent us the right here.
Okay.
She ended up sending us all this stuff, and then he responded to questions, and then there's a lengthy explanation as well. Yeah.
Which
no.
you should have in your email as well.
And then there's the they submitted the draft menu on the stocky stuff and everything. I wrote it as received and acknowledged, just so that you know.
And I wrote on mine acknowledged info received.
Which is
I think
fine.
We cover it.
Fine. I just wanted you to know what I was writing.
I know where to find you. Special noise variance, Mike Shaughnessy, to set up a boom lift to hold signage at the Old Harbor Square Theater on June 27th through 28th. Alternate date of July 11th through 12th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
So I see no issue with this one, so I was able to grant. We did receive an email from Attorney Galuccio trying to explain to us a little bit more, but it's a grant.
Claudio Herrera, on behalf of USA Guided Tours, has applied for a jitney license.
Traffic and parking confirmed the route, granted.
Deferred from May 22nd, Wisdom 4289 LLC doing business as Nudo Society for a CD license. We received the lease, signed lease.
Yes, we did receive the lease. I do want to raise something. You may recall Attorney Courtney raised an issue in terms of the zoning. I once again went to the zoning step to confirm the zoning approval and to confirm that they had filed for the entertainment that they're seeking as background music with two TVs. Zoning approval limits the seating to 28, and then with background music, I reached out to multiple zoning people touched this step, so I reached out to Commissioner, I'm going to say Ranja because I can't pronounce his last name. Yeah, I don't want to butcher it, I'm sorry. And he was going to confirm that the two TVs were okay. I have not heard back from him, so my suggestion would be to grant this with the limitation of 28 seats, background music only, and then we'll revisit the two TVs once we hear back from inspectional services
okay.
on it.
Okay.
Dip Dog Incorporated doing business as Cafe Dupay for an outdoor patio on the city sidewalk. So they submitted the information that was requested, including how they would monitor the sidewalk. Did we had requested that they clean up, or they were going to sort of better describe the proposed description of premises? Because on the ABCC application, they only wrote what they were proposing to put outside.
No, I don't think we asked them.
And they, no, we asked them at the original hearing.
Oh, right.
They said that they were going to send it to us. I'm not sure. I know Mr. O'Neill is out, so I'm not sure if it's in his email.
Yeah, I don't have it.
But, you know, other than that, I think that that was the only thing. They also submitted their the plan on how they plan to monitor the patio. So, and then we had already told them that the camera thing was off, so they couldn't do it. So I would vote to grant, based on what we had heard. And then Commissioner Bard, what I would ask is because the first page is the one that we initial on, and that's where the premise description is,
mm-hmm.
I would ask that if you're okay to give your... sent to Ms. Lynn to put your initials once we get the proposed description if when she sends it to you and stuff.
And I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yes.
I could probably request that today.
Plan.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably in the email. It's just schedules of people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same would be for the amendment or alteration of premises.
Yes.
233. So it's those two pages that they need to change.
What did they put there?
2,333. Sorry.
Okay, one day application?
Nope. Minutes from May
22nd. Oh, sorry. I was just looking at it and then went right over it.
The minutes of May 22nd, vote to approve.
George McCabe for a wine and malt license, 35 Cambridge Park Drive, June 27th.
Branson.
Brian Thackberry on behalf of the Brew Hall Wine and Malt and Entertainment, Brattle Plaza, June 28th.
Granted with the conditions that a police detail is required and they need to establish a system to identify the minors from the adults attending. Yuko Siamramitaro for an all-alcohol license at 26 Lansdowne on 628, granted with the amended hours of 12 to 5 p.m. for permission letter.
Jackie Jones on behalf of Sienna Hall, entertainment license, Cambridge Rehabilitation and Nursing Care Center.
granted no license fee. It's the city department. They also submitted a request, a late request, whether they could add a bouncy house to this. Because we don't have a meeting, oh, we do, this is for 823, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we could totally deal with that later on. But anyway, they were told.
Okay. Paul Loschak, on behalf of Sweet Molasses Blues, entertainment license at the Russell Youth and Community Center, social dance.
Granted.
Is there a fee waiver for that? It's the
no. It's not a city department.
Russell Youth Center is.
The person that filed it is not a city employee or city department.
Interesting. Oh, they must be renting
there. They're having it
at the location, Joseph Mahoney, on behalf of Neil Klein, entertainment license, 1950 Mass Ave, on multiple dates for swing dance lessons.
Granted, I think on the agenda we missed July 3rd. We did confirm with the applicant that they're also seeking July 3rd, and they are approved at the location for July 3rd, so I would grant and also grant us to July 3rd.
Pierre Fizem, on behalf of Just a Start, entertainment license at Squirrel Brand Park on August 3rd.
Granted, police detail required.
Squirrel Brand Park. Jesse Smith, on behalf of MIT Open Space Programming, entertainment license at the Koch Institute, July 10th.
Granted, police detail required.
Sharon Zimmerman, on behalf of Cambridge Camping Association, Wine and Malt and Entertainment License, 100 Cambridge Side Place, September 7th.
Granted, with a limited number of drinks, 3, associated with the admission price, otherwise and thereafter the alcohol must be sold.
Anna Meyer, on behalf of DancersBeHeard.World and Cambridge Arts Council, Entertainment License at Clement Morgan Park Basketball Court, July 18th.
Granted.
Anna Meyer, July 25th at Senate Park.
Granted.
Victoria Brown, wine license at 45 Finney Street on the MIT campus, July 26th.
This is actually for July 23rd. We confirmed that with the applicants and also the property owner. And actually, the location where this is happening is not MIT. That part is not owned by MIT, even though the applicant said it was. But granted, of course, July 23rd.
Michael Monestein, on behalf of Central Park Business, the Central Square Business Association, entertainment license at 10 Essex on July 27th, ribbon cutting.
July 11th.
Oh, that's the one they changed.
They changed it from June 27th to
July 11th.
Yeah. So we don't have a meeting before July 11th, and they haven't submitted the park permits or the DPW permits and traffic and parking permits. So I would grant contingent and pending submission of the city permits to use the area and subject to the conditions on those.
Mai Miller, on behalf of Draper Labs, entertainment license at 555 Tech Square, July 20th.
Nope. This is the one where no entertainment license is needed for the event, so that was withdrawn.
Stephanie Souza, Wine and Malt and Entertainment at 75 Sydney Street, July 25th.
Granted.
Eddie Augusta has applied for an amusement license at Dana Park, July 20th.
Granted with an end time of 5 p.m. for park permit.
Sarah Gaines, on behalf of Danielle Gertner, an entertainment license at Cambridge Crossing, 320 Morgan Ave, on June 29th.
Granted with amended hours of 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. for permission letter and police detail required.
I'm sorry, 6 to 9?
Yep.
Okay. Late applications, Mark Walker, on behalf of New England Kids Triathlon, one-day entertainment license, July 13th through 14th.
Granted, police detail required.
Kevin Randall on behalf of Nauset Construction. Special noise variance from June 26th into the 27th with an alternate date of the 27th into the 28th. From 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. water main tie-in, it's a city project. Or it's a water department request.
Yeah, Cambridge Water is requiring the main to be shut down to tie in new service, and it has to be done after hours. Granted.
Post Pizza has requested to be able to conduct training employees and or doing work in the restaurant during their license suspension.
So I thought we had a rule on what can or cannot be done during a suspension order, but we don't. My sense is the answer is no, that they can't be on the premises while they're suspended.
That's what my immediate go-to was, no.
Yeah, so denied. Yeah.
Chris Post has applied for a wine and malt and entertainment license June 29th at Gallery 263.
Granted.
Jose Fuentes on behalf of Father Michael Tarrington for a wine and malt and entertainment license June 29th at St. Mary's Parish.
Granted.
Sandra Rizcala on behalf of Plugged In Band and entertainment license July 16th and July 30th at Winthrop Park.
Granted. And we got a very late request.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yep. It is with the special noise variance that we've already issued. It's 47823 for work at 10 Wilson Road. And basically, it's for construction, and they were going to be done by July 3rd, but due to the schedule of the water work that needed to be done prior to them, it was pushed back, and it's going to be after the couple of weeks after July 4th holiday. So they're looking for an extension through the 26th for weekdays only. So I would say granted, with the condition that they must notify abutters of the change in schedule.
Okay.